Beatrice, welcome. Thank you for the second podcast of today at Next Learning, powered by Cornerstone. Looking forward to speaking with you. You are an expert in the technology HR field within World of Work, which is an experienced consultancy and implementation organization based in the Netherlands, but also with global recognition and different projects worldwide. Today we're going to talk about how to empower your learning culture through technology. Can you share a bit more about how World of Work can support with this?
Yes, indeed I can. So my role is actually a management consultant and implementation consultant. So I actually implement lots of HR technology services. My background is in learning and development, but it's actually hire to retire. We keep on developing. My gray hair says it all. But what World of Work can do and what makes us a great company is that we can give you advice on HR services, HR tech that actually fits your needs, that we can implement these services, that we also can, what was actually mentioned in the previous podcast, we can actually link the different data sources and do the correct mapping so you can have the right data information and data quality that you need. And last but not least, we also create lots of data BI dashboards so you can do data-driven decision making. And it sounds very techy maybe, but actually my background is very much into getting a vision around how to develop people within the company. So I'm a tech person less than I'm actually an educational person.
Very interesting. So if I understand correctly, you speak to a lot of different kind of companies when they face certain challenges within talent management. What do you see as a development there in that particular space?
Okay, so before, what we saw a lot was that people actually very much focused on learning or on performance. And I've always been an advocate of looking at the full process. So, as you know, people keep on developing, and people need to be developing, and not only by what you offer as a company, but you also would like to develop towards areas that you would like to develop yourself. For instance, I'm one of those people that has been interested in Gen AI for over 15 years, and I went to different conferences throughout Europe on my own cost just to make sure that I was on top of this game from the start. I think that companies should service those types of interests. And I think if you look at what we call people growth experience, we not only offer very formal learning, but we offer people insight in opportunities. And not only opportunities in regards to learning and development, but also in regards to career growth. And that's a tendency that I actually see acknowledged more and more at the time. So even if you look at Fosway, you see that, for instance, Cornerstone is very big on this at the moment, and the market leader as well, with the Opportunity Marketplace combined with Edcast, which will be the new proposition for the people growth experience. And I'm a fan, and you know I'm critical, but I'm a fan.
Well, that's great to hear. Always good to have fans for our organization, so thank you for sharing that. And if you, when you talk to different organizations, this is a big change in the market. It's a different way of looking into at learning within an organization and the full talent scope. What do you see as the biggest challenge for organizations to incorporate this culture or this learning strategy?
It's actually, it's cultural, but it's also technical. Like our previous speaker, Jacqueline, already said, data quality and data integrations are very important. You want to be able to actually link all your important tech to one point of entry, but also one view, so people know that they get their input from all the services that you have in your tech landscape. So from that perspective, it's really important to be very well aligned and to be very well integrated. And so that's one thing. But the other thing is that if you look at it from a cultural perspective, and it differs throughout the world, because there's also cultures in countries as well, right? You understand. But if you look at the Nordics, for instance, in the Nordics you see that people are very much looking towards giving the steering wheel, if you can call it that, to the employee, which means that L&D company, well, the L&D within a company is more and more looking towards servicing people in their own growth. And, of course, learning is just a part of it, but also things like mentoring and bringing people together. And, well, as was mentioned before, there's lots of people that offboard because they don't see enough challenges or they don't see enough opportunities to grow. And I think that the skills-based approach, which is something that's been out there for a long time, of course, is definitely servicing this. And now AI is so much more common, it can be so powerful. And as soon as people start using the stuff, the machine learning makes it even more powerful. So, well, I've seen lots of opportunities there. I've also helped clients look at how they can prepare data-wise, but also how they can prepare the company in getting this new way of working. And actually finding it okay that people declare, this is an area that I do not want to develop on. Even though my job profile might say this is one of your core development areas. Because then you make people happy and they will grow. I mean, that's if you give people the opportunity to grow, they will actually grow even more and then be an advocate for the company as well.
Very interesting. And it's also something that a lot of organizations also see as one of their challenges. So how do we incorporate this kind of culture and how do we support it and make sure that we make the technology or the resources available to give more insight in possibilities within the organization.
Indeed, and let's keep it inclusive as well. It's not only supporting Gen Z, right? People like me, 55 years old, and 3 decades within this area, they also would like to stay within their development and take a course that they actually find interesting, and not maybe to grow even and do a step higher up, but maybe make it a broader vision and have a look at other stuff. So it's not only keeping the young people happy, it's giving everyone the opportunity to develop themselves and also to share knowledge, right? I might know a lot of history from where we come from, and that might give a really great feedback to people that are new, so they understand why do we work with these skills, and how could these skills help us move forward, and what pitfalls have we already experienced? So it's learning, it's developing, it's sharing, it's mentoring. It's a lot.
Yes.
And it offers a lot. It's people growth experience
yep.
for all generations within your company.
Exactly. Yeah. And going into it a lot, there also are a lot of different kinds of technologies out there that have a common goal. But how do you choose what kind of solution would fit your organization best? Is it an LMS? Is it an LXP? Is it a people growth platform? From a consultancy perspective, how do you advise? What is your advice there?
What we see a lot is that people come to us and say, oh, we need an LMS, or oh, we need an LXP, or oh, we need, right? And actually, I had a client yesterday that came to me and said, we need an LMS. So I said, well, let's sit down and have a talk and see where we what you might need may be different. And they were actually not looking for an LMS. They were looking for a way for people to actually develop themselves and to see internal mobility opportunities, which is this people growth experience that I was actually talking about just now. So it's asking the right questions, but it's also questioning what the client is asking you. Because they think they might need something, But if you question them, lots of times they might not have a vision behind it. So I think it's always important to get this vision on top of mind, because just selling stuff doesn't work.
Exactly.
I'm in this world just to make people better. I always say I'd like to put my invisible fingerprint to make people grow in an easy way. But I don't want to put my fingerprint in not helping people. So, but what we do is we have a lot of questions. We question what they think they want, and we actually show them different opportunities, because they might not know what is out there. And it's not that we want to sell tech. We want to sell them solutions that fit. Exactly. Yeah. And it's very different in different markets. So I'm in different markets. I'm in the public sector, so the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, we just implemented. And they have a totally different need than people in medical or people in pharmaceutical areas. And if you look at, for instance, a company that wants to offer their people a way to develop very broad with content services, that's totally different from people that need to be compliant towards certain audits. I mean, the one might need LMS and the other might be very happy with an experience where you offer them different types of content in different modalities based, so they can actually cherry pick what fits them and their learning needs the best.
Very interesting. Thank you for your insights. I'm also very curious, as we're wrapping almost up this second podcast of the day, can you give any recommendations, advice on how organizations can move forward and optimize their learning culture based on their maturity level that they are at?
One of my key values is sharing is caring. And what I always tell people, reach out to people in your sector and ask them how they approach this. Because don't underestimate the knowledge and exactly the experience, the knowledge that's through experience of your peers. And they might be your competitive person in real life because you are both in the same sector, but they usually are very much willing to share. So that's what I would do first. Just ask and go out there. And then get people like me, like us, in your company and help you find the best solution. And also, it might not be a tech solution. It might just be that we help you give you a vision towards where you would like to go. And like Jacqueline said in the previous podcast, make it a multi-year planning. It doesn't need to be solved tomorrow. Think about it first, and then think about how to get there.
Great way to wrap this one up. Thank you, Beatrice, for your insightful, inspirational advice and sharing your experience here with us today. So have a great day here at Next Learning. Thank you for all our listeners also. And if you have any questions, just reach out to Beatrice. She's happy to...
I'm here. Sharing is caring.
Exactly. Have a great day. Bye.